downstairs.
Mm-hmm. What room?
The basement.
Mm-hmm. And where do you take your bath?
Downstairs. Mm-hmm. I've got no water. I've got a bathroom here, but I got no water. Mm-hmm. Dug two wells and still ain't got any.
Where does the water go? Into the basement?
Well, we have to carry it in. Out in the well.
No water at all in the house.
No, I haven't got any at all.
What do you call these roller shades that you pull down to keep the light out of?
Window blinds.
Mm-hmm.
Window shades.
Do you have a special room where food is kept, maybe not in this house, but in other larger houses, just off in the kitchen?
Some of them use a deep freeze, keep them in deep freeze. Mm-hmm. I don't have one.
Mm-hmm. What about a special room?
Well, some has a cellar. What they call a cellar outside. I don't have. We just keep ours in the basement, mostly.
Let's see, you know what a pantry is?
What?
Pantry?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a little room that's built tall. A lot of time on a house for that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call that anything else besides pantry?
Not that I know of.
Ever heard of buttery?
No.
No? Or buttery? If this door is open and you want it to be closed, what would you tell your wife to do?
Close the pantry door there.
Tell her to do what?
Close the pantry door.
Mm-hmm. How about another term besides close, if you wanted the door shut?
Shut it.
Mm-hmm. Good enough. Now, say you were building a house yesterday, and I wanted to find out how many nails did you drive. I'd ask you, how many nails did you drive yesterday? You'd tell me, yesterday I what? 50 nails.
I drove 500, say.
Mm-hmm.
I drove so many.
Now, if you wanted to tell me how many nails, I'll ask you, how many nails did you drive in your life? Will you say, I?
I drove them all in my life. I don't know how many. Never counted them.
Now, what do you call this thing over your head that keeps the water off?
Umbrella.
No, the house.
Oh, roof.
Good.
Having the trouble they understood.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's part of the trouble. They just don't understand the questions. I know sometimes I have a hard time putting the situation correct. If you wanted to find out, say I wanted to find out what a man does for a living, and I ask you, and you say, I don't know what. Finish that sentence. I don't know what. Talk about
the guy across the road.
Mm-hmm.
What he does for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he does.
Mm-hmm. What does he do for a living, actually?
He drives a truck,
mm-hmm.
coal for truck, hauls coal.
For a person in town.
Yeah.
Say you're selling an icebox to a man in town. I'm asking you how much he's going to give you. And you say, well, sometimes he gives you $10, sometimes he gives you $5. He just doesn't, what, about anything. Like he doesn't give a darn, he doesn't.
Well, he just doesn't care.
Yeah,
maybe.
Very good. Now say you were got this morning and you weren't feeling very well and you thought perhaps the best thing you seem to do would be to sell the farm. So you sit here for a while and you think about selling the farm. Then your wife comes up and says, what have you been doing for the past 10 minutes? You say, for the past 10 minutes,
For the past 10 minutes, I've been thinking maybe I might sell out.
Mm-hmm. Very good.